Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Seven o'clock here on the bench. Lance Zierlein, Del Ole with you, along with Tyler Scott. Some people call him Tyler Drew Scott. His mom does when he's in trouble. Tyler Drew Scott, you got barbecue sauce all over the carpet. Get in here and clean it up.
You're just dropping barbecue sauce on the carpet?
No, I'm not. But it's Andrew. I just don't have enough letters in my Twitter handle.
Tyler Andrew Scott, did your mom ever say that to you?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
Tyler Andrew Scott, you got hot sauce all over my cabinets from your wings. That could have happened. You got ranch all over. Tyler, were you a kid? I'm going to guess. Tyler's kind of a food guy. He's kind of like you try to be a secret food guy, but you're really not. I'm not a snob.
Secret food guy.
You're just a snob guy.
I'm a spicy chicken snob.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
We know that. Do you even eat like food from other cultures? Like
what does that
Vietnamese?
Mean?
I mean like Middle Eastern, Vietnamese. I don't even count Italian. That's like,
well, yeah,
that's kind
it's
of
pizza and lasagna. Okay.
Yeah. I know you eat that, Pizza King.
Yeah, I am the king of pizza. At least I go buy pizza from the king of pizza. Yes, on occasion. I mean.
Or are you like, really?
I'm not your kids.
You don't just eat chicken quesadilla or cheese quesadillas?
No, I'm not your kids. I don't. My
food, that's one of my kids who eats like that.
My food palate doesn't consist of plain cheese pizza and cheese quesadillas, and maybe some chicken fingers. Those are your children.
I've got one for sure like that.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is my kids play off of each other, so now they randomly don't like food anymore. Like one of them, Snacks, told me, I don't eat eggs. Like, since when don't you eat eggs? I've never liked eggs. That's and then somebody true. Will say, you ate eggs 2 years. I haven't eaten eggs for a year and a half now. So one kid randomly stopped, like, I don't like peanut butter anymore. You just stopped? Like, usually you go forward with what you'll eat. Usually you add things.
You advance.
My kids subtract things from what they eat. They decide they randomly don't like, I don't like chicken anymore. You don't like chicken? Well, that's what we're having. So too bad.
Your kids went from the spread back to the wishbone.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. My kids are running Georgia Tech. They're running Air Force's offense for sure. But before I get to the sports stuff, Tyler, were you a kid that had ranch on everything? Like, did you... Or not even a kid in your late teens, early 20s. Were you ranch dressing dip?
Yeah, I think I do that more now than back
before.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, people can hate on it if they want, but it still works.
I hate it.
No, I know you do, but it still works. Do you like putting it on your chicken sandwich?
I don't put ranch on anything.
That's really a shame.
I don't like it.
You know what might change your mind? Get the ranch dry seasoning. That's the move.
That might help.
Shake it on anything.
That might help.
Just like the ranch, like the Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah, they have it in like a canister that you can shake on any food.
Really?
And that way you're not. I mean, you can make dressing
like
out of it if you want, but
I don't like the texture. I have PTSD because I worked at a pizza place and one of those places where you can sit down at Double Dave's, and I was a delivery driver, but your other job was to bust the tables. And because people like
ranch all over the table,
pigs like you, Lance,
like snacks,
would spread ranch all over a plate so they could dip their pizza in. So it's all
over your
fingers.
On a plate.
No, but it's you. I'm picking it up and cleaning it, so I got to wash the dishes too. So it's all on your fingers.
Well, that's true.
I'm out on ranch.
So my son Snacks is a big, you know, chicken wings. Loves chicken wings. Loves BBQ chicken, which is the Korean place. Which it's just they fry it different. It's phenomenal. And he just loved wing jacks everywhere. Wings. I figured out, I think he likes wings. He loves ranch dressing. And he uses the wing as a spoon, as a modified spoon. He will get 3 or 4 containers of ranch dressing and go through all of them with eight wings.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's your nightmare.
He is a nightmare.
The wing is merely a vessel.
Yeah, the wing is just like I said. It's just not a hollowed out spoon until a bite has been.
It's a spork. Look, I've been talking about this particular place for years, and at some point they have bought advertising on the station. But Grazing Cane's, the chicken tender is simply a vessel to make you cane eat sauce. That sauce because yeah. they should
sell their cane sauce like they go so far as say we have a secret sauce.
It's we're not gonna that tell secret. You There's some spices in Thousand Island dressing. It's not that secret.
That can't be what it is.
And
what
else? Black pepper. There's black pepper.
Yeah. What else is it?
It's delicious. I don't know what it is.
I'm sure. It's not that secret.
You can put that on pasta. Like, you could do so many different things with that if you wanted.
That's why, because
roast beef sandwich, cane sauce.
That cane sauce has to be so special because of how basic their chicken tenders are.
By very definition.
There's no flavor.
By very definition. I know. That's your flavor vessel.
I know. There's no flavor in the chicken tender. You're not a real chicken place.
And they're upselling you to buy extra cane sauce. I know. That's how they make their money.
You have to buy six of them to get through the tenders.
Sorry they made... That's just not true.
Hey, yes you do, because you're choking it down without
You also
the,
dip
without
into the crinkle. You also get those crinkle fries dipped in there.
Bread. You dip the bread in that too.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, remember toast. They give you the little Texas toast, a little throwback? Yeah. You don't get that anymore.
Hey, come to Cane's where our food is so unflavorable, we have 8 buckets of sauce for you.
Nobody is buying into what you're selling right now.
I'm telling you.
Nobody is buying into what you're selling, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the spicy chicken.
The Chick-fil-A guy can't tell us.
Yes, I can.
You can't tell us about any, like, Cane's. A Chick-fil-A guy can't speak on Cane's.
How so?
Why not? Because Chick-fil-A is like, look, I eat Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh. So what are you talking about?
On occasion.
What are you talking about
then? But they're like steamed chicken.
Let me ask you something.
It's like steamed chicken.
Let me ask you something.
They fry it and then they like steam it.
Does Raising Cane's have any variety for the chicken other than, hey, this is the
No, batter. They don't do spicy extra
Thank you.
Spice.
Then they're out.
That's Popeyes.
They lose.
That's Popeyes.
Do your thing, Popeyes.
We're not trying to be Popeyes.
You know what, Chick-fil-A?
You know what? Are there different? You just said it yourself. You know what? Does everyone have to run the spread? No. Some people can run modified versions of the veer. Some people can run.
Do they win national titles with the veer?
Did anyone ever talk to Cam Newton and the Auburn team?
Yeah, that was
national
that
championship
was 11
team.
Years ago.
Doesn't matter. A title's a title.
It doesn't happen. It won't happen today.
When's the last time Miami won a championship?
You know why? Because they were pro style, bro. That's why for years.
Yeah, and it's changed.
It's over.
Pro style still works.
Where? Not on the college level.
Yeah, they're just not giving it a chance.
Okay, just like your
pro
yeah.
style.
You know
chance.
What also doesn't work? Oh, Raising Cane's.
Oh, here's the thing. Let's have everyone has to have like, and no, Dell, I just don't understand you being so. It's basic by nature.
Yeah, and that's
chicken
the problem.
Fingers, not even real fingers.
Much like Side Chick Day, I ain't into basic bitches.
Hey, today like is I think tomorrow's officially Side. No.
You can't. I think go it's on a Saturday.
No. It's before. Raising Cane's is pretty good. Listen to you guys in Seattle. So somebody, wow, Alonzo, that's 5:00. In the morning.
He's got work to do.
So he's listening. And yeah, and he's right. Raising Cane's is pretty good. Dell's just a super chicken
I'm not going. Del,
it's like bad
you
with
know
Del.
What?
Dell's like a chicken racist. He's a chicken separatist.
I'm not a racist.
Well, you're a chicken separatist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I'm a chicken
elitist.
Yeah, you
elitist. Sit there.
I'm a chicken elitist.
All of those
he's
things.
I'm a chicken insurrectionist.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
You are a chicken insurrectionist.
I'm not an insurrectionist.
Crashing into Cane's.
Because I'm not going to roll
pop
up the
you
Cane's.
Too.
I'm not going to roll up the Cane's and douse them with Chick-fil-A sauce.
What happened to you? What's your name? My name is Dell from Houston. What happened to you? I got pepper spray with Cane's sauce.
Yeah, that's not happening.
In my eye!
I'm not rolling up on Cane's and breaking in a window and dumping the whole place with Chick-fil-A sauce.
And there's people at Chick-fil-A trying to hold you. I mean, at Cane's trying to hold you off from the back.
And there's
you're trying to get in.
And there's like the fry cook directing me in the opposite direction so I don't kill the manager.
No. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Is that what that guy was doing? He's going the opposite direction?
Yeah, you didn't see that video.
No, I saw it. I didn't know that's what he was doing.
Guard,
and then he ran him right into other guards.
The security guard was like, he rolled up on Mitt Romney and was like, "You got to go that way. You got to go that way."
Oh, I don't
know
if I saw that.
Yeah, that's a new video that came out. I'm not rolling up on Cane's and trying to cause a disturbance. I'm just stating a viewpoint. Are you trying to mute my viewpoint, liberal elitist media?
You know what? Yeah. No, wait, don't turn this on me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be open to multiple viewpoints. You're the one who's trying to just have one viewpoint.
You're the Chris Hayes of this show.
I thought this was going to be 2 minutes, but this requires more than 2 minutes because this is a problem for you.
You're the MSNBC of the chicken lobby. I am a person who's
you're
just
the OAN of chicken. You just keep firing out crazy conspiracies about people and different types of chicken.
It's not a
you won't allow people to have different chicken opinions.
No, you're allowed to. Just don't bring your basic ass chicken near me. That's all.
You don't want to hear. You're living in a chicken bubble, is what
I'm
you
not
are.
Living in
you're
a bubble.
You're in a Chick-fil-A chicken bubble,
it's
where you don't
Chick-fil-A.
Get any information about
up,
any other chickens.
You keep bringing up Chick-fil-A. Miko's is that thing too.
Yeah, but that's spicy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't call Chick-fil-A spicy. They may have a spicy chicken.
As far
but,
as the chain
okay,
restaurants
can I ask you a question?
Are concerned, go
if
ahead.
You were to take two restaurants and say, huh, these two things could not be more different than each other, Chick-fil-A, Miko's, would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
I have you have your generic brand, and then you have your special. Miko's is special. But I can't. But Miko's is.
I still haven't had it yet. Miko's, somebody was already testing you. They said, "Oh, is Dell's really about it? He'll go have." They got some kind of special. You got to sign
dude,
a waiver.
I'm not, the hot there is.
Yeah, you got to sign a waiver. He hot, said for Valentine's
the waiver
Day.
Hot. I've had like the regular
I've had
hot.
Regular hot. I haven't. Had
no, they got a waiver. There's a new one that's a waiver.
Why
hot.
Why would I want to punish myself like that?
It's not. If you're about it, if you're Mr. Chicken, here it is, right here. K-Mac sent it in. Is Dell man enough to try the Burning Love Chicken Valentine's Day weekend special at Miko's? You have to sign a waiver before they let you buy it.
Oh, that's
is Dell a man? The question has become in. Are you even a man?
That sounds enticing. Let's go punish myself and sign a waiver when I just want a sandwich for lunch. I'm not doing that. I'm not into spice because I want to hurt.
I'll talk about the Rockets in a little bit, but this
got,
is a little more
I got
more
Hurricanes
important.
Football for that, to hurt myself. I don't want to eat a chicken sandwich and feel pain.
Look at your guy, Owen Conflente, is trying to eat it on Channel 2 or on Home Life or whatever, and they're having their faces burned off.
That seems like a great idea.
Too bad you're not a real man, Dale.
Okay. Are you eating at Miko's at any point?
I got acid reflux.
Yeah. Okay. Is acid reflux a sign of a real man?
Acid reflux means you've been about that life. It's like the equivalent of John having liver issues.
No, acid
reflux. You're like, man, John has some liver issues. He's gone hard in the paint. Look, if I have acid reflux, that means I've gone hard in the paint. Don't worry about it.
You can't talk about going hard in the paint when you lathering up Canes.
Miko's looks hot, super.
Yeah,
hot.
Look at you soft ass.
This looks a little too hot.
Yeah. You're like Texas under Mac Brown, that country club atmosphere when it comes to chicken.
Yeah, and won a title.
Not recent. Not in.
So yeah,
I'm talking about the back half.
All right, Canes is. That's fine. Canes is Mac Brown, Texas.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's who you are. Congratulations.
But I'm not going to rag on Chick-fil-A because I think it's fine.
Well, you
too.
Just did.
My wife's like, their political views. I will never. I'm like, it's chick. I don't care.
It's chicken.
If you have good chicken,
and I
it's,
think
it's on. I'm like, if I want to get some waffle fries with the Polynesian sauce, or has it been renamed?
It might have been renamed. I'm not sure.
No, it's still, it's Polynesian, still Polynesian sauce. They even sell it as Polynesian. In the squirt bottle
and
stores.
And what's the one, the Girl Scout cookies that they changed the name?
Samoas,
yeah.
I think.
But they used to be called Samoas. Now they're called something else. Real quick, before we get to break, let me just get Jacob in because he wants to say something real quick on Canes. And then we'll get to the Rockets, who had a really special third quarter. What's up, Jacob? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got to say I agree with Dale on raising Canes. It's so bland.
Thank you.
The batter's suck.
Thank you.
What?
And, he's right.
It's way better.
He's and, right.
Popeye takes the cake on flavor on the chicken. All right, I'll hang up. From
appreciate it. Thank you.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Raising Cane's
right?
is bland. That's what the man said.
Okay, we'll keep counting. They just keep counting.
You look like a guy who would enjoy Raising Cane's.
I don't hate it. I don't go buy. When I buy it for my kids, do I take my dad tax? Absolutely. Yeah, I take my dad tax.
My dad tax.
I tax the fries and I track.
You take a tender from each?
Yes,
that's a yes.
I'll usually just take two.
Lance, when
one in a box whenever I'm going home
that
they don't know about, and then I go get Maddie. I pull one from her. Snacks will fight me if I try to take
Lance,
two.
When you're eating bland chicken outside, who provided you that opportunity?
I wouldn't posit it like that, but Texas Custom Patios. Steven Schell is, you know, I met Steven the first time I met him. I didn't realize this till we met later. He was working at the YMCA back in the day, and I used to run basketball games against him, and it was a good basketball player. He's torn his knee up a few times, but he's a guy that I already knew, and he knew me from the radio show, and I was actually seeking out. I wanted to get a patio for the house. It was just something I always wanted to do. I'd never done anything for myself at the house, and so I saved up money, and I wanted to do it, and then I waited and hemmed and hawed, and then I finally decided to get it done because it's just so – I mean, their work is so incredible, and to this day – when I shared a picture of the before and after of my patio, it's the most commented on picture I've had on a social media post like ever, or definitely on Facebook. It was it's unbelievable because people can see their own homes in the before and after, and that's what you can do. I know you see the after and you think, well, I could never. That's not something I could do, but you can. You really can do it. And he makes it very easy for you. They give you a drawing, a CAD drawing that is exactly to the specs of what your home is going to look like, the time frame, the cost, everything is etched in stone. And then the product you're going to get, the end result, is truly amazing, and it really does turn your house into a home. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and see what the before and after looks like yourself. Set up an appointment, and before you know it, you're going to have your own patio ready this year for you to enjoy. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Alonzo, I know this is a real thing. He said, I don't eat chicken. I prefer beef. And I don't order chicken in front of white people. I knew Dale liked chicken. I've heard that's a thing. That can't really be. Everybody loves chicken. That to me is like an old thing that needs to go away.
Well, Chappelle's show. I mean, the Chappelle has a whole sketch, not a sketch, but a bit on it from one of his old stand-ups about how he's...
I think every culture eats chicken. How he, some version of a fried
chicken. He was at a restaurant, and before he could order, the waiter goes, "The chicken!" And he was like...
I remember
And he was
that.
Like, what the... How did he know? I remember that. I mean, I don't mind. I mean,
that's from Dave Chappelle's Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's
from.
Where we grabbed. That's where I remember it from.
Oh, okay. I prefer beef. So we're done with the chicken thing. So Canes won.
No, they didn't.
So we'll get to the Gorilla Glue girl. That was that's something really great in our society that this is a thing now as well. It used to be you would end up on the Darwin Awards. Now you get
an apology.
Now you get a free $12,000 shampooing.
Yeah.
That's essentially what you
it's
got.
It's weird. When you do something stupid, you now benefit from your stupidity. Like, hey, this product, it hurt my hair. What product did you use? Gorilla Glue. For your hair?
You mean
it's a super strong adhesive that can hold a man by his... I've seen it hold a man by his... a hard hat to a steel beam. You put that in your hair? Yeah, for a hair product.
Did Gorilla Glue promote itself as something you can use for your hair? Well,
at no point.
No.
And in fact, their social media post said, "We didn't think we had to say this, but don't put our effing glue in your hair."
Exactly. Why do we have to tell you that?
I know back in the day, like old school punks used to use like Elmer's glue, but that stuff washes out. It's water soluble.
Yeah.
But there's another wrinkle to this because some guy in Louisiana didn't believe this chick did this, and he thought that the Gorilla Glue could like just wash out. So he put some on like a red Solo cup, and he stuck it to his lip, and he thought he could just like lick the glue off at a certain just after a while. So there's a picture of him in triage or whatever, and he's got a red Solo cup stuck on his face. Because he's an idiot, just like she is.
We are very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Miss Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. We are glad to see in her recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility and wish her the best. Gorilla Glue, you know, behind the scenes, they're like, I cannot with this.
But they're also probably saying, thank you. This is the most people have talked about us ever.
And this lady is doing all these videos on TikTok. Mm-hmm. She's documented her month-long quest to undo a seemingly permanent hairstyle on TikTok. This is the worst clout chase I've ever seen in my life. And then when did society change where you did something so horrifically stupid that you wanted to make sure that you documented it? You hid. Is there going to be a new thing where kids pee their pants at school and do TikTok videos about the bullying and stuff like that? I don't want stupid things to be in public. I definitely don't want to record them myself.
I remember as a kid, if you got a bad haircut, there are times where you considered not going to school.
Yeah, at best case scenario.
Yeah. Or you thought to yourself, how long can I wear this hood before someone makes me take it off?
Yeah. A bad haircut was like, man, what can I do about this? Yeah. This is, and you, there was nothing you could do about
nothing.
It. You just had to, you had to deal with the couple,
depending on your hair growth and how it was cut, the week or two of being made fun of.
Yeah.
But here, you get to go into an actual surgery and get the Gorilla Glue removed.
Yeah, it was a $12,000 free thing. You got people who are offering advice and support. And, like, we've got to get back to bullying stupid people.
Like, bullying.
We've got to get back as a society to making sure that stupid people, we've overcorrected. Stupid people do stupid things, and we're all in danger when stupid people are doing stupid things.
There needs to be the right amount of shame where people understand, if I do this, there will not be a rush to compliment me or to help me.
Oh, don't worry, we won't.
It'll be a
me
shunning.
Me and John won't. Yeah, me and John will not compliment you.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm talking about for the general public, yeah, where this woman probably will get a sponsorship, probably will get paid off of this.
Somehow,
some way, she'll become the Gorilla Glue Girl.
But she's not doing it on TikTok for nothing.
No.
Like, she's hoping that this leads to something. The same way people are riding on the motorcycles down 59 and they're standing up. I'm like, what the hell? And there's somebody behind them in a car recording. People, this is the kind of dumb behavior that we just can't. If they fall off, you just have to drive by.
By the way, this woman.
Let the person who's recording it do something.
This woman isn't in her 20s. She's 40 years old and she did this.
She's 40?
A mother of five. Yes.
A mother of five? You're taking Gorilla Glue out of your kid's hair usually.
Yes, because.
What did you do, Dale? I said Dale, not Dale. Don't worry.
I know.
I usually use the name Kevin.
Kevin or Taylor.
Gary.
I like Taylor.
Sometimes I use Taylor. Yeah.
But she's 40, has five kids, and this is what she's up to.
And one of the kids probably had to say, Mom, why did you do that? It used to be you just had to worry about kids cutting their own hair. Every kid used to get chicken pox and give themselves a bad haircut, at least white kids. I don't know if black kids got clippers out and did it. White kids would eventually, at age four or whatever, you find some scissors and you cut straight across your head, and you just have to look like that. Yeah. There's nothing, and then you learn early on, you just pray it happened before you're actually in school, or at least before kids recognize how dumb you were, which mm-hmm. usually will kick in about second grade. And so, yeah, it used to be that's what you had to worry about. Now you got to worry about 40-year-old moms putting stuff in their
hair. There's not enough rightful shaming. And I don't need you need to ostracize someone completely, but
we don't need to support it.
But you, there
we
should
gotta stop supporting.
There should
this.
Be a point, a level where you're like, look, we all know you did something dumb. We're gonna let you know you did.
Can
something
you imagine
dumb.
If we supported Jack Easterby stuff or Cal stuff? We're not supporting that.
No,
we don't. We do the opposite of support. Yesterday, they hired a new character coach. This is
Dylan Thompson.
I know you're gonna think this is. Yeah, I remember him at South Carolina.
So do I.
I know you guys are gonna think this isn't true. That we're telling you a joke, but it's not a joke. There's a new character coach in a building. He's got ties to Jack Easterby from when Jack was at South Carolina.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Could they have just said he's an offensive assistant? Why did they have to invite the ridicule of a guy being a character coach? Could they have just lied and just said offensive assistant, some dubious title that doesn't mean anything, and really all Dylan Thompson is doing is upping the character in the building? Why are you leaning into the character coach?
I'm going to tell you why. That's why. It's the ultimate Jack Flex now. He's like, watch this. Watch what I'm about to do right now. I'm going to crip walk over here, and then I'm going to say he's a character coach. He's going to drive people crazy. That's what
he's
doing.
Be on the team?
I think this is a flex.
Will he be on the team website, and will he be called the character coach as part of the coaching
yeah,
staff?
Yeah, they called him it. Will Aaron he be Wilson on the called him a character coach.
But will he be on the coaching staff roster on the team website,
no.
Dylan Thompson character coach? Will they go that far?
I don't know if that's an actual title, but that's what
they gave it to him.
Well, that's what Aaron Wilson said.
Yeah, so maybe that's what Aaron Wilson has been told. But if his official title is character coach.
Oh, that's just Jack flexing directly on you.
Not me. I'm not affecting my team.
But seriously, I thought the same thing. For them to say character coach is inviting, and it's almost like they're either so tone deaf that they don't understand, or Jack basically continues to flex. You would think he would hide and like, all right, we can't do this. There's too much heat. Instead, they bring in a guy directly tied to Jack Easterby from South Carolina who's just posting biblical stuff on his Twitter nonstop, And then the guy is also considered a character coach. If that's not Jack flexing directly on everybody in the city of Houston and Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I just went to Dylan Thompson's Twitter, and as you mentioned, a lot of positivity, a lot of quotes from the good book.
Yep.
There was actually a video that Easterby did a while back. I think it was a few years old. And Dylan, like, they're sitting at a diner, and Dylan is sitting with him. Like, they're having a conversation.
Now, as much as it's predictable as far as the quotes from the good book, what's something that was not predictable when I landed on this page? Now, the question is of timing. Did this follow happen after the news of his hiring took place, or was he already following him? John Granato's following Dylan Thompson. Yeah, followed by John Granato. He's the only person that I'm a...
No, he's not following anybody on a trip to Mexico. This happened before. He was already following...
Why would John decide to follow Dylan Thompson? I know he played quarterback at South Carolina, but John has no ties to South Carolina.
You want to know why?
Why?
Sleeper cell. You think John is on this show as a sleeper cell for Jack Easterby.
That is an explanation we're going to need.
He's an Easterby stand.
What did
Dylan Thompson ever do to make John follow him?
A South Carolina quarterback. A middling South Carolina quarterback.
And a backup quarterback for a little bit.
And where's he been? He's not drinking with John and Chad and those guys.
What is the connection?
I'm telling you, sleeper cell.
He's got to answer for this.
John is a Jack Easterby sleeper cell.
Now, I know John's son is... with the good book and is of that lifestyle. So maybe that's where it came from. Maybe his son is following Dylan Thompson.
I don't follow who my son follows.
Well, your son follows like TikTok stars.
Well, no, Drake follows. Yeah. And Muay Thai fighters and guys like that. The black guy, David something, who's like yells and screams at you motivational stuff while he's running.
David Goggins.
Yeah. David Goggins. When John, this is a time for your weak ass to be like, what? Who is this?
When John,
screaming at me.
When he gets back, whenever that is, there needs to be an explanation. Because if he didn't do it,
I know, 100%.
As soon as he heard about the news, and I don't know why he would have followed Dylan Thompson when he heard about him being
John
a character coach.
John doesn't keep up with our texts.
That's true. What is the explanation for him following Dylan Thompson? He's the only person in my Twitter sphere who's following him.
Yeah, it's 100% he's a sleeper cell.
It's embarrassing.
You know, he goes
after probably
Jack.
Say, like, oh, we played golf a couple times.
How
together.
So? What the?
Somehow.
That's not
I don't
the kind
know.
Of guy he would golf with. You got to drink if you're with John.
Maybe Dylan drinks.
He forces people. No, there's no chance. He's a milk
You don't think
guy.
Jack drinks?
No, Jack told us he doesn't drink.
Oh, okay.
He's a milk and lemonade guy. That's a lock of the century. Are you kidding me?
Is Jack a whole milk guy?
He's probably Cane's.
Definitely. Without the
dipping
sauce.
I said, chocolate milk is a little too sassy for Jack, but I would say whole milk. No, from a health standpoint, he strikes me as a guy who goes, not skim, but 2%.
You think Jack?
And I feel that, Jack. Skim is just... water.
You think Jack thinks the dipping sauce at Cane's is too spicy?
Oh yeah. No.
He's not dipping his bread in it.
No, Jack is a spaghetti with like
he's not going
spaghetti
spicy
with
sauce.
Can. No, no, can.
Ragu? I mean,
maybe even a sauce in a can. Not even a jar.
Not even a jar. The can
and
stuff.
Not
he
real
doesn't eat
Parmesan,
garlic.
He prefers
I think garlic bread is even too flavorful.
I got a feeling he's a guy.
Jack, how would you like your hamburger? Just plain meat and bun. And
plain
ketchup
dry,
and pickles.
No cheese.
I got a
ketchup, pickles, and that's it.
Jack, you want some spaghetti? Nah, stick with SpaghettiOs. That's my thing.
I stick with the chef.
Chef
Which
Boy
chef?
Boyardee.
That's right.
Yum, yum. Don't you dare touch that dial,
because I've got style. ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Shout out to Chelsea, who's listening to the show this morning. Love you, Chel. Dustin, just so you know, your Conductor Cal thing that you put together, it's not a meme. I guess it's your Photoshop, your meme, whatever, is making its way around NFL scouting circles. So
how did that happen?
Somebody got their hands on it
somebody
somehow.
Somebody randomly saw Dustin's
Somebody
tweet.
Who called him Conductor Cal to me, and I mentioned it on the show, and then I sent this guy this picture. He goes, this might be the best text you've ever sent me.
Yeah, I can't like. Well, I don't know if I can like. It doesn't really matter what I do. You apparently have something to
I'm
text.
Not going to. I You're can't not allowed like that. To.
But Dustin, in the last 20 minutes.
I can
minutes,
like it. I just can't like it.
Well, if you you can't make it known on Twitter that you like it. He sent a picture of cow's head superimposed on a conductor. And the question is, y'all got any playing drumsticks? That's the most recent thing. Ah, what an organization you have in the city. Now, speaking of the other organizations in the city, the Astros didn't really do anything, but the Rockets had a special quarter, which is something they've made, their forte the last three or four games.
It usually happens in the second half, only it was a different quarter. It's usually the fourth quarter where they've been dropping Brown in the bed. Mm-hmm. This time it was the third quarter, and I know you told me that Miami is...
Yeah, Miami's notorious, really since the Big Three era, but particularly the last 3 years or so for being bad in the third quarter, so much so that Miami Heat fans call it the third quarter because they are severely outplayed coming out of the half. But the Rockets are like, nah, we'll let you get us to the tune of 28-10. They have had a 7-point quarter, a 10-point quarter. You know how hard that is to do?
11-point. It's very, very hard. A 10-point third quarter. They shot 50 threes. They were 15 of 50. So they were, they were heaving up those threes. Now, I don't know if you need me to do the math for you. You might.
You are
if
a numbers
you,
guy.
If you put Gorilla Glue in your hair, I'll do the math for you. 15 of 50 is, I'll just tell you the shortcut in a second, but it's 30%. Now, here's how I know. You take the 50, you double it, it equals 100, and we base all of our percentages and our entire numeric system is based off the tens and the ones, tens, and hundreds. So 30%, now I'll go a step further for you from an analytics standpoint, and I'm kind of a numbers guy, so this is one of the things I do. 30% is not considered great from three-point according to some of my calculations. And they got beat on the boards again, not by a lot, but by four. So you got beat on the boards, you got beat at the free throw line, and you got outshot from three. You lost. I mean, that's what it is. So now we're in a point now where the Rockets, yesterday everybody played too. There was nobody out. There was Oladipo.
EG was on the game.
Well, yeah. Why don't you talk about the people who didn't finish?
Well, we all know about Christian Wood. He'll be out for an extended
amount of time. When I said everybody but Christian
Wood. Yes, but Oladipo was back. We talked about yesterday how they had a day off and multiple guys didn't even play in the last game, namely Eric Gordon and Oladipo. So he expected them back. They all played. Just Oladipo and PJ Tucker didn't finish. PJ Tucker left with a thigh contusion. Oladipo's issue was a little bit lower. I think it was an ankle thing. And you kind of saw the play. He came down funny and started limping. And really, that was almost right there, the end of his night. He think he played a couple more minutes. But so this has been a trend, and it will continue to be. PJ Tucker, not so much. He's a durable one. But you have guys who are injured or hurting all the time, and you can't expect them to play. And the Rockets have now lost four in a row, five out of the last six. So all of that good feeling from, maybe 2.5 weeks ago is now gone, because this is a team you can't assume anyone's going to be available, at least not in your backcourt. And Oladipo's leaving the game early continues that trend.
This is the way they're playing is a problem. What we're seeing right now is just how unbelievably valuable Christian Wood is. Since he departed with the ankle injury, they've been bad defensively. They have been uneven offensively. And the rebounding, they're just getting pounded on the boards. It's a problem. And yesterday you had everyone but Wood playing. You had EG back on the bench. And Tate had a good game. But it's just Gordon fired up 10 threes. I think he made 3 of 10, something like that. It's just the Rockets right now, there was a time when they were kind of playing fun basketball. It was fun because, in part, they were playing not very good teams. But there was an energy on the court where they were playing through turnovers and things like that and making things happen. You didn't know who was going to do what. Now it looks like the mishmash. Now it does look like the Isle of Misfit Toys, and it's just not clicking right now because what we're finding is that Christian Wood was that stabilizer. And we knew James Harden was that, because he was such a great player. Christian Wood is just, he provides a lot for this team. He provides easier baskets, rebounds, that high screen and roll and high screen and pick and pop that he's part of. He's just a standard rebounder, rim protector. That stuff's gone, and it's being felt across the board by the Rockets.
Now, he's not the level player that Jimmy Butler is, but you saw the stabilizing force Jimmy Butler can be, and the record will tell you. The Heat are 8-5 with him, and that's even considering the number of guys who missed time while he's even on the floor because of COVID. You saw it again last night. Tyler Hero doesn't have COVID, at least right now. He's in the safe health and safety protocols because apparently he may have come in contact with someone who's had COVID. That's the second time in a couple of weeks for him. Goran Dragic did not play because of, I think it's a knee thing. But Jimmy Butler's, his ability to get to the free throw line, 10 free throws, his ability to control the game, defense and assists, had a triple-double last night. Christian Wood isn't that player yet, but he is the guy who changes things for the Rockets. And without him, they become a team that doesn't have a lot of answers. And look, the defense was fine. The Heat only scored 101. And today's NBA, that's more than enough points in terms of holding a team down. But when you only score 94 because your backcourt isn't shooting the ball well and you don't have a legitimate guy to get the ball to and go get you buckets, it's a problem. And I would ask you this. At the end of this year, despite the nonsense that took place and the way he left, will James Harden's value here be even more respected once the season's over?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a healthy respect going in, I don't know. I don't know what can be said. I mean,
because of the stuff that happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, if you didn't, okay.
That stuff.
I'm speaking from my standpoint.
That stuff
you might be right.
Cloud people's judgments on things, and
but I mean, if you, yeah, sometimes I hear people say things, and it's like you can think that James kind of gagged in the playoffs or didn't always play his best, and still acknowledge it was one of the greatest times for wins, like in Rockets history, other than obviously the dreams. But if you look at just the standard year by year by year, there was a level of consistency for the Rockets. And I know, once again, people, just listen. The Rockets were 50 wins plus like every year other than one where they were in the 50-win neighborhood. I think other than that 42-42 year where they got smashed by Golden State, 1-8 matchup, they were really, really consistent. It's one of the things that I commended Daryl for because that's really, very hard to do, especially when you alter the roster as often as he did. But James, I talk about it with Daryl, but James was the guy who was this is the constant. James Harden's been the constant. So if you didn't recognize his value, yeah, some people probably are going to have a little healthier appreciation for just the basketball player. I feel like I'm already there, but yeah, the general fan, maybe they will.
You look at the guys they have in the roster. Look, I've gone ad nauseum about Oladipo and the hype more than the actual player itself. But John Wall, coming back from his injuries, perennial all-star when he was healthy, was having a pretty good year. But you can tell, but you see the difference between a guy who's having a pretty good year and a perennial all-star to one of the compared to one of the best players in the game. And that's what James was when he was here. In a game last night, James is on the floor instead of John Wall. The Rockets win that game if James is engaged by 15. The Heat were missing guys. They weren't particularly shooting the ball well. That's a game that James finds a way to win because of his ability. And the Rockets don't have that force anymore. So it was people like to talk about how it's fun. It was fun to watch these guys play in the middle of the street because you don't know what was happening. Guys, it was moving the ball. But there's a reason a lot of these guys are out, not outcasts, but guys who have not been able to hang on in other places, whether through injury or just because lack of talent or opportunity. You see that this team is limited in some instances when things aren't clicking on all cylinders. They don't have a guy who can pull them out of the fire. And you're going to see games like this probably more often than not. And the Heat aren't a good team, but they're playing below their standard. And that's a game the Rockets probably should have won at home, with the Heat missing multiple guys from their backcourt rotation and the Rockets entering healthy. But after that 10-point lead to end the first quarter, it was the Heat controlling that game the rest of the way.
Yeah, it really was. And the thing with the Rockets is once they get the one thing they don't have, and we'll get to the phone call in a second, but I just want to say the one thing they don't have this year is that they don't have the big runs in them. They don't have the 14-0, 16-0 type runs for the most part. I mean, every once in a while you'll see a big run, but the Rockets used to do that multiple times in the game. If you get down now, the Rockets know that it's really hard for them to come back, sustain, and win. In the past, they could be down 17, come back and win a game. It was not the end of the world. Now, one of these bad quarters is much, much tougher to overcome where you don't know where your points are coming from on any given night. You have an idea of who's going to score how many, but you don't know how they're going to get them. And with James Harden, it's just be, you know, taking over a quarter, get to the free throw line, maybe get hot from three, maybe P.J. Tucker's hitting from the corner. But this is a different deal. 743 here on the bench, 713-780-3776. We'll get to your phone calls in a second. We got a Rockets car right now. You guys can jump in, 713-780-3776. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they got some awesome deals going on right now for a couple different pickup trucks that I want to tell you about. And let's talk for a second about the Buick Encore. I want to move over here to a crossover vehicle that I've been a big fan of for a long time. It's a five-person SUV with style, performance, technology, and it's really sized to fit the way life moves, as they say. And that means they've got the interior space that you're looking for. And I encourage you to visit Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton and take a look at this Buick Encore. And if you like savings, then this is going to be the vehicle for you. $2,750 is what you're going to save. That's your purchase allowance on the 2021 Buick Encore front-wheel drive preferred. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton is the easy, spot for you to head and find out how much you can save and get a great selection while doing it. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
747, we got into the Rockets. I can't see. Who is that on the line? Elvis?
Yes.
I thought it said. What's going on, Elvis?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple Rocket suggestions I wanted to run by you. First of all, they should maybe change their name to the Hound Dogs and then maybe play with blue suede shoes instead of cleats. And I'll hang up and listen.
Did you say Rockets?
Yeah.
Blue suede shoes instead of cleats?
They don't play with cleats right now.
Yeah, that's good. Scuff up a floor badly. I could tell by the voice, I mean, because it sounded like Jane Gum from Silence of the Lambs.
Is that Wino a great big fat person?
Whenever they came to the...
Put the lotion on the skin. Put the lotion in the basket.
Do you hear the way he's talking?
It puts the lotion on the skin. It does this whenever it's
put
stolen.
Put the suede shoes on.
Thanks for the call, Jane Gum.
Elvis. Dedication Elvis. To a bit right there.
Yeah. I respect... As soon as I heard the voice, I'm like, okay, something. This voice modulation, homemade voice modulation that I used to use when I prank call when I was a kid. So I recognized it. And they'd still say, what did you say, ma'am? So I just leaned into it when I was a kid and I played just played a female role. I know that they could have found a female to play a female role, but this is a different time.
It's a different time where men were allowed to be women.
Yeah, we're allowed to play the women. Well, you're allowed to now, too. Actually, more so than ever,
the part. As long as you are a non-cisgender man. Yeah.
There's levels to this game, Dell.
Yeah.
You helped teach me that, and I'm recognizing that there are several.
Like you as a cisgender male.
And straight also.
Cis what?
And straight.
Yeah, cisgender male and straight.
I got a pretty defined.
With the love of bland chicken.
I can play an FBI role.
You could do that, but even now, if you look at the FBI show on CBS, it's a very multicultural show. There's a female lead and a man of Arab descent.
And Ice-T.
Well, no, that's on SVU. That's
a different one.
But FBI, but FBI on CBS, the show actually called FBI, the leads are a woman and also a man, I think, of Middle Eastern descent. So,
well, there's a big thing going on in England right now because the English people are not happy that a black actress is being cast to play Anne Boleyn. This guy says, I don't know, he's part of a Heritage Party leader.
That sounds like accepting and progressive.
But he's black, England? By the way.
Is he?
Yeah, David Curtin, I guess.
Jodie Turner Smith will star as Anne Boleyn in new 3-part psychological thriller.
Yeah, it's like that's like casting a white actress to play Michelle Obama, is what he says.
Is Anne Boleyn? I know she's a famous name. I watched the Tudors, so I'm aware of that particular storyline. But is she that well?
You got a fetish for old period British period piece
stuff.
It's
not a fetish. I just watch a lot of TV. You have a fetish. You have a fetish for like grilling shows and grilling.
No.
Yes, you
not
do.
That much. No,
you,
not that much.
Every time, you know where you get the most neat stuff responses from? Is when you talk about...
Yeah, that's where I get neat stuff responses.
Yeah, when you're talking about your barbecue show that you watch. And
I watch one barbecue show. It doesn't make
and
me a barbecue show watcher.
And you watch other cooking.
No. Chef's Table is a great... That's like an... you're studying people. It's their character. It's their journey and all that stuff. It's way more than... That's way, way, way more than food.
That's neat.
Chef's Table's awesome.
That's neat stuff, Lane.
Chef's Table... No, it's not neat stuff.
It is
Chef's
neat
Table's
stuff.
Incredible. Hey, Bill Burr... Do we have... We still have the Bill Burr stuff? Bill Burr was on Seth Meyers, and I guess the Houston... I haven't heard the context of this. I guess the Houston Astros came up, or maybe Bill Burr brought them up. Bill Burr is a stand-up comedian.
The context was they're talking about Tom Brady and the championship, him leaving Boston, because I think Bill Burr's a Patriots guy. They're talking about the championship, and then Seth Meyers mentions Deflategate, and then they kind of go from there.
All right, so here's Bill Burr, and I guess he has the Astros back here.
And there's another thing, too. Like, as far as, like, stealing signs, if you think that's cheating, then we should forfeit World War II. Like, stealing signs is an art. It's not like you're filming them. They're over there going, throw the ball to number 10. It's like you film them, and then you go through it, and in halftime, if you can steal one or two signs. And it's not illegal to have a camera up in the booth, by the way. It isn't. They just don't want you to have it down in the field, which is why I've said this a million times. If you watch a college football game, when they're sending in plays, a guy's holding up a sign. There's like a piece of toast, the sign for pie. It's like, why do you think they're doing that? Okay, and I'll go even further. I think the Houston Astros, that was a legit World Series championship.
All right.
Okay? If the Red Sox and Yankees can have $200 million roided up free agent teams and go around the league like it's their breakfast buffet, then why can't they put a camera and bang on a trash can? Good for them. They finally brought a gun to a gunfight. I'm so sick of people acting like there's a Santa Claus.
And those are a lot of the points we've made as well. The first one was about the Patriots, obviously filming, having a camera in there with Cincinnati Bengals, and that, you know, they got in trouble for that. But the second one is about him basically saying, yeah, whatever. The Astros are legitimate. Let's quit being so...
So sanctimonious baseball.
But baseball leads the league in sanctimony. They always have.
It is a sport as unaware of its history, apparently, that they've always been about that life, the cheating life, and they've drawn an arbitrary line in the sand that what the Astros did was crossing the line. Why? Why? Is it worse than scuffing a ball or putting some foreign substance on the ball or steroids or cork on a bat? You've always been about that life. What, because technology is now in play, which that's not new. We know about the Apple Watches and all that stuff, that it is a line that has never been crossed. Forget that.
Well, it's because it's unwritten. If it was expressly stated, then people would be like, oh, you know what? We probably shouldn't do this. But because it's an unwritten rule, there's nothing to say you can't do it.
Baseball fans always, or baseball people always
Astros,
pick and choose.
I don't mind the Astros getting in trouble for that.
Neither
they
do
cheated,
I.
It's illegal. But the sanctimonious nature of assuming that no one else was doing this when they were, and then on top of that, to actually have the gall to act like steroids are somehow a lesser offense.
Yeah, when MLB pushed that in the home run race, like,
yeah.
Those two guys were the
It wiped out
the
records of Hank Aaron and Roger Maris wiped out the records, two all-time records, wiped them off the books. I mean, come on, guys. And that's just a small part. That's just a historical knock. Not to mention the guys that felt pressured to use it or they wouldn't be able to make it, the people who actually lost their jobs because they wouldn't use it, the pitchers who were ineffective during an era, the pitchers who were dominant during an era, all that stuff. Really? That's not worse
No,
to
you
the,
had
to the sanctity of the game.
No,
then,
there's a camera.
Then trying
someplace.
To time up only certain instances, trying to time up a in certain games the trash can thing. I'm fine. Get them in trouble. They got cheated. They got caught. All that stuff. But yeah, it's not just the media. The media has always been sanctimonious, but it's the fan base and now the players. And I'm like, you guys are definitely.
You have players changing the literal composition of their bodies to get ahead, but pulling out a camera and doing it live is a bigger issue that gets you upset. I mean, it's not genetic engineering because that's on a deeper level, but these are guys who are going through the process of changing the way their bodies behave to get better at baseball, and people are like, eh.
And it,
steroids is bad, but the filming of stealing signs and using a trash can is worse.
And it goes all the way back to like the 60s and 70s. They're using a guy out there in the stands with binoculars.
Yeah.
Relaying a sign to a guy on the scoreboard.
It's been around.
It's been around for years.
It's been around. There's always – baseball has been around. Doctoring the ball has been around forever. Corking bats forever. It's not – I mean, cheating in baseball has been going on forever, but somehow this is the one. And it's probably due in part to social media. It's also due to the fact they won a World Series.
Another thing he said after that was he was talking about cork bats, and then he goes, and then you got a guy with all kinds of Arby's sauce all over his pants doctoring up a ball.
It's true. Arby's sauce. See what he did? He did Arby's and not Cane's.
Well, because he knows. He didn't want to reference a bland restaurant.
No, he didn't want to take a shot at something as delicious,
you know,
as Cane's.
Baseball is exciting.
Put that on eggs and watch what happens to the eggs.
They'd be ruined. Thank you.
Mayonnaise. Why would you put mayonnaise on eggs?
I'd say mayonnaise.
That's what
I'm saying.
Cane sauce. Cane sauce.
I don't care what the base is. I care about the end product. I care about the end product. Do you just say something about steel, or do you say it's a car?
Okay, so you're putting Russian dressing on eggs.
Try it.
No.
Try it.
I'm not doing it. No.
That's gross.
You know what's delicious on eggs? Hummus. Give it a chance. Give it a shot.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, that
I snuck into it. It actually made a lot of sense. Huh. That tahini, I think, hits with the eggs. Hummus on eggs is really good, and a little harissa sauce as well. The red pepper harissa.
Why are you
should try it, Dale. Except
he's gaslighting.
Actually, a little.
He's trying to upset people.
No. You're a little.
I'm a little bit.
You're a little bit.
I'll check out all my.
I'm just sitting here.
No, you're a little. You're a little bit.
I'm just sitting here. What do you mean? I'm a little
fussy
bit.
About spice.
I'm not fussy about spice.
It's funny because with chicken, you're fine with it.
I'm not
but
fussy.
But if I throw harissa sauce on, you're like, ugh, Mediterranean.
What? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
I just know what's going on.
No, I'm just thinking about your eggs, and I'm not a giant fan of eggs, so I don't really eat eggs. So none of this.
You're out of this.
Yeah, I am.
You're out of this conversation.
That's why I didn't say anything. It's you and Tyler going back and forth. I don't eat eggs, so
I
can't say anything.
But I know what you're thinking, though.
I'm thinking this. You're clout chasing is what I think. Because I know the stand, you know, the basis. You know, I know you're getting a little wild with the, what
don't
did you
speak.
Say? Harissa? What did you say?
Yeah.
I know you're getting a little wild and talking above, you know, a line that people don't really go up to because people are like eggs. I like my eggs. But the basics of chicken, you're basic. You like a bland chicken.
No, I don't. I
yes,
like
you
spicy
do.
Chicken.
You like
actually.
A bland. No, you don't.
Yeah, I prefer spicy chicken.
I've never.
I do.
There's
I
no
just
evidence
don't,
of that.
I just don't try to push my views on everyone like you do.
No. I don't bring up spicy chicken.
And I don't try to censor people's views
you
of chicken
try,
like you do.
On this show, spicy chicken is brought to the table by others, and then I respond because my viewpoint is more valid than you two. Not,
why
I'm not
why
talking,
is that?
I'm not talking about you.
Why is your viewpoint more valid?
Than you and John?
Yeah. So now you're going that. Now you're leaning into that stereotype? This is ridiculous. I can't be part
see
of
how
the
I
show
flipped,
anymore.
See how I flipped the game?
Yeah, now I can't say anything.
ESPN 97.5.